We will call this meeting of our Budget and Finance Committee to order. Let's see. And we start out, as always, with our honored guest, Treasurer Sampson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So this is going to be the first month of the new year, working for January. So we're going to do January 1st to January 31st, if you'll turn with me to summary statement of court. County General Fund, $1,005,162,622.58. County Road Fund, $2,004,626,240. County Road Sales Tax Fund, $3,402, $4,668,052.87. Animal Welfare and Control Fund, $3,404, $1,532,877.17. Criminal Justice Tax Fund, $3,407, $2,848,274.52. Coronavirus Relief Fund, $1,005, $747,777.21. Animal Rescue Plan Fund, $3,046, $9,402,012.10. With the Animal Rescue Plan, you'll notice that it's considerably lower than what we turned over in December. But if y'all remember last month, we moved $10 million over to Fund 1006. We don't have page two today. It's the County General Revenue. There's one data point, so it's just a dot, and you really can't see anything, so we're going to skip that for today. And
you think we can work hard to maintain that percentage of increase, that 44?
Well, that's what we're going to talk about. So the new page two is our normal page three, and that's our county sales tax. County sales tax for January is $1,552,018.27. That is 44.876% higher than last year. That is an anomaly. Let's not pretend that this is going to continue. I was shocked. I have been looking to find out why, and I just haven't found it yet. We'll keep tracking that. I have a good feeling that some of this is probably some purchases or some things that went on with the construction. Some of the rebate. It's going to be rebate stuff. So not reading too much into it just yet. We'll see what the next couple months kind of ping out. And you know, February is typically our big month. You know, it's actually December sales when we get when our February numbers come in. So you know, we'll see how that kind of turns out. But don't read too much into this. Let's let this thing ride a little bit. Page three, you can see. Well, that cut off my 2024. The only thing that there is on the next page that you're not showing there is the $1,552,000 for the year. Once again, our projected revenue for 24 is $13 million. We're already at 12% of there, as you would see that being $1.5 million. Once again, I talked about it last month about when tax revenue come in last year. I'm ready to project. I think we're going to change the projection on that to about $13.5 million. 13 is going to be a little bit low. I'm not going to do it yet, but when we get here and look at the rollover and do the amendments then in April, like we usually do, we'll probably roll that up a little bit. The last page there is the chart, the sales tax. And yeah, as you can see, it just skyrockets. Those things go straight up. And as much as it's on the good side, you know, we know that it's not as good as it looks. But we're going to see what turns out next month and see how things go and where we go. But the sales tax numbers look, of course, great, but don't expect this to carry out throughout the year. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And we're going to try to find out what the anomaly is right now that's got to be jacked up so high. Everything else looks good. You know, kind of going through the, kind of starting out the year, you can see where our carryover, January 1st carryover, is not going to be as high as we projected, but we had a pretty good revenue month for January. Any questions?
Any questions?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. All right, on to new business. Let's see, do I have a motion for 24-03?
Make a motion to put proposed ordinance 2403 on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right, we've got a motion and a second. Let's see. I'll just go over this briefly of what I know about it. I think sections 1 through 4 are all basically a recommendation that comes from Arkansas Legislative Audit and saying that, hey, we think these expenditures are better expensed out of this line item 3102 rather than 2024. So,
right.
Looky there. Section 5, I'm going to take a guess, Mr. Woolley, that this is an insurance reimbursement on vehicles.
Yes, sir.
All right. Hey, guys. Doing good? Mm-hmm. Let's see. We've got a grant in Section 6, and then Section 8. I know the answer to this. Let me pull it up because I asked about it. Section 8 is for the mental health program that we talked about in one of our past meetings.
January.
Yes. And then Section 9 is grant as well. Okay. Y'all have any questions on any of those? All right, all in favor of passing proposed ordinance 24-03 to the full court, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Do I have a motion on 24-04?
Make a motion to put proposed ordinance 2404 on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right. We've got a motion and a second. This is, as you'll see, I think I explained this in one last time, unless this is wrong, this is amending. This is going back to amend last year's budget. So this is some more cleanup from last year as we came through our period 13. All right. So do y'all have any, does the committee have any questions on 24-04? All right. Hearing none, all in favor of passing proposed ordinance 24-04 onto the full court, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Do I have a motion on 24-05?
Make a motion to put ordinance 2405 before the committee for discussion.
Second.
All right. We've got a motion and a second. All right. Just some, I'll just lay out the history on this one here. So, of course, we got $10 million from the American Rescue Plan. It says right here in one of the whereases, the standard allowance for revenue loss in the amount of $10 million, which we commonly refer to as unrestricted funds for us to spend however we choose for the most part within legal bounds. The court had a discussion. I don't remember exactly when it was. December, maybe last year, January. No, it wasn't January.
Several.
Yeah, yeah. A while ago. We had a discussion in the court. Passed a resolution as an entire court to set the amounts for different things that we were going to appropriate this $10 million for. Of that, we allocated $1.5 million to the Faulkner County Animal Shelter, and it says right there, per resolution 23-08. From my understanding and just description of how we as a court work, we appropriate the money. And so that's what this ordinance is doing, is appropriating the money into expenditure code 4006, construction in progress. And then the county judge's office goes forward with fulfilling any requirements as far as getting a construction company on board or whatever it may be to actually spend those funds. So in all reality, and this has happened before in other things, we can appropriate the money and the judge's office just never spend it. I don't think that's going to be the case on this one. That's just this little short explanation of what we do and how we do it as a court. Justice Coates, do you have any commentary on this one? I tried to cover most of the bases.
The only thing that I want to point out is the difference between the 1.5 allocation and the resolution allocation and then the 1.2 million for the appropriation. That 1.2 million is where our bids came in back in the fall. And so this ordinance was written per that bid, so that additional $300,000 may still be needed, but we're going to hold off and just kind of see where all that comes in and let the dust settle a little bit before we come back and see if we need that.
Okay.
That's where the discrepancy or difference in the numbers is.
All right. Committee members, do you have any questions or concerns about the ordinance before you hear? You look like he's getting ready to say something. Okay, let's make sure. Are there any justices out in the crowd? Do y'all have any questions or concerns on this ordinance? If so, I'd ask you to step up to the microphone and have any questions or comments. Mr. Higgins?
Just would like to give a quick report. We have been in constant contact with the architect. So the bids that came in earlier in the fall, it's like $1.1 million and some change is what the bids came in. Those bids were good for 30 days. And so, and honestly, this is a good winter project because the building is already in the dry. And as we get closer to the spring and summertime, you know, those construction projects where they're having to break ground, they'll really be focused on that. So it's a good opportunity for us to continue. But the contractor that had the price that we were looking at, and I'm not going to mention because we haven't gone into contract with them, but we've been in constant contact as late as today, and they're still holding their price for us. So that's a good sign.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. I just have to say, Justice Coates, I want to thank you for all the work you've done on this. I know you're the only person, Justice Roberts, I know you've done a lot. That shows a lot out of rookie JPs, as I'm going to deem you, but that's good. Y'all done fantastic work. You know, the animal shelter saga has been just that. It's been a saga over many years. Justice Higgins did a lot of work on the court, trying to get some traction, trying to put some things together, trying to piece together. When I first came on the court, Justice Kendrick led the effort to start the spay and neuter program, which is a very important program that's been a huge benefit to the county and everything we've done. So I love seeing this continue. I'm glad we've got some traction. I'm glad we're moving forward. I want to thank both of y'all for your efforts and everything you've done for this. And with that, I don't see any other questions or comments. I have not opened it up to the public necessarily. I wanted to open it up to all of our JPs and county officials to make sure we didn't have any questions. All right. Seeing none, all in favor of the passage of proposed ordinance 24-05 onto the full court, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Thank you so much. Let's see. Announcements. Y'all got any announcements? You want to announce anything? All right. Great. Have a motion to adjourn.
Take a motion to adjourn.
All right. Awesome. Thank y'all so much.